Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Nixon has signed a bill into law that's designed to help prevent cyberbullying and youth suicide. It allows educators to annually complete training in youth suicide awareness and prevention. The law directs the State Department of Education to create guidelines and training materials. Each school district will also be required to have youth suicide awareness and prevention policies. Governor Nixon is pleased that the federal government is building its new hub for the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency in North St. Louis.
To refurbish that old Pruitt-Igoe site and to literally from the ground up have the most technological part of our federal government right here protecting the whole country from St. Louis is a great turnaround for that community.
Nixon expects the NGA project will spark more economic development in the city's most impoverished area. Senator McCaskill doesn't think VA Secretary Robert McDonald should resign, but she calls what he said stupid. He compared veteran healthcare wait times to the lines at Disney theme parks.
What he was really saying is we need to be asking veterans how their care is, not just how long they're waiting for an appointment. That was the message behind his comment, but that got lost in the let's grab another scalp.
Her Republican colleague, Senator Blunt, says McDonald should resign. State revenue increased 3.4% compared to the same time period last year. The state budget director says Missouri brought in about $8.1 billion in the current fiscal year through May, compared to $7.8 billion during the same period last year. And Cape Girardeau's new extended riverfront trail officially opens tomorrow. The National Trails Day ceremony will mark the completion of the $800,000 project extending the trail on the riverside of the Mississippi River flood wall. A father from Oreck in western Missouri has been charged with two counts of second-degree murder for a fire that killed his two sons. Randy Garrison is also charged with arson. His sons, 3-year-old Roger Wayne and 21-year-old Ashton Michael, were trapped in the house when it burned in December 2013. A Columbia man has been arrested for attacking his girlfriend with scissors. The victim says 36-year-old Jose Barella Orellana came home drunk this morning. He then allegedly cut her with the scissors, choked her, and punched her. Two men have been charged in connection with a February burglary at the then-vacant Sparta police station. 25-year-old Dylan McGinnis and 18-year-old Ryan Bauer are also accused of stealing guns, ammo, bulletproof vests, uniforms, and other items during that break-in. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.